So what's up, Great Rising my people, and thank you for joining me again, and this is episode 4. I'm grateful for you guys have been listening and sharing, giving me your feedbacks, something great. I'm so grateful. We are growing together and I'm hoping for more growth. So welcome to Scars of a Warrior, and today I want to talk about bullies. So when we hear the word bully, what do we think? Most of us, like entirely everyone, has actually met a bully or has bullied someone. And for me, I'll go back then, let me go back to my journey. Back then when I was in primary school, I was a very small-bodied kind of person and I was very nice, like really, really, really nice. Like that doesn't mean that I didn't have my flaws. Really, I really had so many flaws, but to be honest, I was as naive, as innocent as you could call it, because that was then me getting to know what life means, because I've actually been the reserved kind of person. So going back to primary, I remember like I used to be very tiny bodied. I'm skinny, a little bit tall, but you know, I do not intimidate anyone. So my first physical appearance looks just very calm, and you know, you could actually poke me. So back then I remember there was this chick and wherever she is, I don't know, but if she's listening to this, oh well. I remember that there was this chick who actually just had something for me. I don't know, I didn't do anything to them, to be honest, but I remember all I tried to do was please them every time, because I felt like the more I didn't please them, the more they actually had a reason to harass me, you know. So there was this particular woman, she used to actually sleep below me. So every time she would actually harass me that I'm stepping on her bed, and it used to be crazy, because out of that it used to come a very big issue, a very huge issue. Like she'd even get physical and very verbal. And at that particular time, my personality is not, I'm a very observant kind of a person. Like I'll observe what you're really doing, like what you're saying, before I actually start to raise my voice or anything. So they would actually abuse me verbally and make people understand that I have done the worst thing in the world. I remember there's even this time that she used to actually rumor mong that I have bad eyes. I don't know what she meant, but I bet she used to see that my soul can peep through hers and see how much she is feeling intimidated, you know. I could actually see that, and every time she did that, I think I continued to bully myself, because in that pattern of this woman bullying me at that particular time, because that was actually being bullied, because she even got physical, and I remember visiting, I would actually like try and bribe her with what I have been brought for, so that they can actually stop the abuse, you know. But it would just be for a while, and then the abuse would come back. So I came to realize that this person would never change, even if I tried to show them that I'm a good person, even if I try to actually show them to the whole world that, yo, this is me, I'm not as bad as you. The more I tried to show them that, the more they felt the urge to actually show the world that I was a bad person, you know. And every time I realized that, I continued to bully myself. I keep telling myself, in this journey of me healing and understanding myself and actually exploring the things that were scarring me, and you know, I realized that I was the one who was bullying myself. Why do I think so? Because at that particular time, I had the option of actually standing up for myself. I had that option of actually saying, I'm not weak, you know, you think I'm weak, but I'm not weak. And if I actually stood up like for myself, like I think like everything would have taken a new turn, because this person would have felt like they can no longer step at me, like they can't step anymore, and whenever you can't step anymore, you just walk away. So I think the whole time I bullied myself, not only in that particular essence, but in so many other essences. Like I think every other person bullies themselves most times, because I have seen people who actually are bullied and they continue to be the victim for a very long time. And that's a very poor mentality, I realize, because once you understand that you can stand up and step up for yourself, you understand that there's a new person who has been born within you, you know. And I realized something, that most bullies are people who have issues with their upbringing. They probably didn't have that much attention growing up. There was someone, maybe a sibling, who was like really taking all the attention, or they were not being noticed, and it really affected their self-esteem. So it comes to a point that they want to feel better. They want to feel valid in a world where they were denied a certain kind of affection, a certain kind of attention. So they come to actually make it a reality in this particular context where they are like bullying someone and feeling better about themselves. But sometimes bullies don't actually know they are bullying, you know. That's the funny bit and the irony in it. Some actually know and they are doing it intentionally, but some actually don't know. It's a defense mechanism against self. It's like they are projecting their wounds, like their childhood wounds or some type of wound they're projecting, and they don't even have a knowledge of it, you get. So personally, I feel like at that particular time I bullied myself. So yeah, I am laughing at myself because I let myself be stepped on, and that was actually not a very good thing for me, because I should have chosen myself first. I should have stood up for myself, and I shouldn't have actually let the bribery and negotiation part come in, because when you engage and negotiate, you're signing up for something. So it feels like you want the pattern to continue because you're negotiating, you know. But when you stand up for yourself and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, and I am not comfortable with you treating me the way you're treating me, and you better stop treating me the way you're treating me, because if you do, that's where now the boundaries come. If you do, this and this will happen. I feel like most of us lack boundaries. We have seen that in with our friends. Some friends don't actually realize they are bullying other friends, you know. It could be by forcing someone to do something they are not into, you know, and actually doing something repetitively, you know, they don't like and will really hurt them. I feel like most friends don't actually realize they are bullying each other, you know, and that's when like this toxic friendship, like sometimes we don't realize, but we are in toxic friendships. I also have seen family members who actually bully each other, you know. It could be refusing to do something, a task, you know, forcing someone to do a task at home. Like, we all know these things happen. Like, we don't just talk about them, you know, but these things actually happen, you know. When I chose this particular topic, it's because I sat down and I thought of it, and every time I'm brainstorming and thinking what would be perfect for this episode, I think, and I'm like, what are the issues that really affect us most and we don't talk about, because we are afraid that they will affect us because they are already affecting us. And one thing I've seen is that most people bully without even knowing it, and others bully with knowing it. That's where manipulation comes. Bullying doesn't have to be physical every time. It could be emotional bullying. It could be, you know, it could be manipulation, it could be emotional abuse, it could be, you know, there are many types of bullying. But people think that bullies are people who get physical, but so many cases bullies are actually not physical, you know. They actually just love playing with words and minds, you know. And yeah, it's evident in friendships, but some people will remain in friendships that are toxic. Someone keeps bullying you, someone keeps harassing you, you know. And even in family, we have seen siblings bullying each other, you know. And people don't talk about these things because they have deeply wounded their childhood, and that's the main core of actually healing. That's the main core of actual shadow work, actual healing, because when you go back to that childhood, it really shaped most of our personalities. It's really changed. And if you ask any psychologist, they'd actually tell you your childhood shapes most of your personality as you grow. And so many people got this sibling idea of, you know, your sibling is bigger, you know, and you're smaller. It could be at age, diversity, it could be at physicality, you know. There are people actually siblings, the bigger one has a smaller body and the lesser aged one has a bigger body and puts them in a very intimidative position, and this other one becomes vulnerable to the fact that this person is bigger than them. So whenever they are like telling them, you need to do this, or I'll tell mom you did this, or you know, there are things that come up and you find that you're being manipulated or you're being bullied into something, you know. And I feel like most of us don't talk about that sibling who actually bullied you. And we live all our lives thinking that we're okay because we're supposed to be okay. I mean, tumetoka, like we're from the same womb. I mean, we should be okay. We should really be okay with each other. But the sense is we're all different. We all have different personalities. Probably how your mother raised your brother is totally different from how you were raised, you know, because of probably the age difference, you know. And it's okay to talk about that one time you felt like your cousin, your sister, your brother bullied you. And I feel like it's also okay to talk about bullies at workplace, you know, because these things happen. Most people don't talk about these things, but they go at the end of the day and you're resting in your bed and you're like, wow, yani, that person made me feel so small. That person bullied me at work and they made me do this. I didn't want to do it, you know. So I feel like when it comes to workplace, people are bullied and they don't actually talk about it, you know. And it's a very sad thing because, I mean, like, workplace is supposed to be somewhere you're authentic. And you guys should watch out for my next episode. It's gonna be lit. It's a very interactive one. And I'm gonna just give you that trailer so that you can anticipate. But when it comes to work, I mentioned it because it has something to do with work. And I particularly felt this. Your workplace should be somewhere where you aim at producing productivity. Because most of us have been taught that career is all about getting a pay, getting an earn. But for me, I believe that career is somewhere you go in the morning and at the end of the day you feel like your cup has been added, you know, like you're not the same person you were in the morning. You get it, should be more about productivity to yourself and to the company or the workplace you're going. So I feel like it should actually be a very healthy environment. And most of us are afraid to talk about the one time we felt bullied by either our employer or our employees, you know, because it's supposed to be a workplace and we're supposed to survive. But I feel like this is something that we should all address. It happens. People get bullied at workplace. And when we're talking about this, let's go back to bullies. This particular person has knowledge or has no knowledge that they're actually bullying someone. But what if we actually became the ones to actually make this better? Because bully situations have only like, they have many strategies to solve, but the one strategy I know is the victim should stop being a victim. But that's the one thing I know. Yeah, there are situations where it's so hard, you have to involve authorities bigger than you. But at the same time, I feel like the victim is the answer to everything. Because sometimes, or most times, it's so hard to actually change someone. And it's very hard if you try to change someone. So it's about you to stand up for yourself as you're being bullied, or you're going through a situation you're feeling you're being bullied. I feel like it's actually you to actually come out of that situation and stand up for yourself in whatever way that is. And the one way we can actually work it out is to actually put boundaries. When you have self boundaries, when you know that this is the line nobody crosses for me, you know, that's when you start knowing who you are. Because when someone tries to close, like, to cross that boundary, you always like putting it out there, there is no way you're crossing that line, because that's my boundary. You get? So even for bullies, they don't do well with boundaries, you know, because they know that's the end game. That's the actual end game, you know. It will leave them thinking, you know, am I a bad person, you know? You know, am I the worst person? Is this what happens every time, you know? Because you understand that this is your boundary. You don't love anyone crossing it. You don't love anyone going above that line, you get. So I feel like boundaries are way, 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 way to go when it comes to bullies. And communication is another one. I think that if we communicated more and expressed ourselves, because most people don't actually express themselves. We've been raised in a society where we're supposed to repress our emotions, our feelings. Like me growing up, expressing yourself was a very insensitive thing to do. Like we actually understand that's how society is, and that's why we're going to become better and raise our children to actually express themselves and to understand that they can also express themselves and tell their parents that they are wrong, because parents also bully kids sometimes, you know, emotionally, mentally. To be honest, let's be honest, parents also do it. So I mean, like, this coming generation should be the one promoting communication, expression. It's not a bad thing to actually express something that you feel like someone did wrong onto you. It's actually a very healthy way of letting things go. Nowadays people have so much trauma and wounds and baggages. My therapist tries to call them baggages because they are things that you leave in your past. You have left them in your past and they are piling. And without expressing ourselves, we have been taught to actually put these things inside. And that's why so many people are struggling with mental health, because you were forced to pack everything you felt. Even the things you felt were not done right to you when growing up. We were forced to put them in a bag and throw them somewhere, because it's a taboo to express yourself. It's actually very insensitive. Why are you expressing yourself? Like, why can you be very insensitive by expressing yourself? But it's high time that you understand that expressing yourself is a very healthy way of giving an outlet. And it's not just expressing yourself, it's a healthy way of expressing yourself, you know. There are people who express themselves but in the wrong ways. But when you have a healthy way of expressing yourself, I bet that is a very healthy way to outlet yourself. So personally, I feel like bullies most times will always be bullies until they have done their shadow work and they have started to heal the parts of them that make them to validate their selves, self-esteem. Until that time, you can never change anyone. So I so much believe that the only way we can actually get away with bullies and being bullied is actually stepping up for yourself, standing up for yourself, putting boundaries and communicating. And I feel like most of us should have that as a daily living, because there's nothing that works without boundaries. To be honest, the birds are so beautiful. The birds are like sounding very nice. So a big part of me healing was realizing that I bullied myself. And the thought of me thinking that I was bullied got me thinking that I bullied myself for so many things, not just through the bullies, but also through the so many ways that I accepted myself. Because it's always a pattern. You either a victim or an observer or a perpetrator. So you move from being a victim, you observe someone who is being bullied, and later on you become the bully. So I bet that at one point I would have become a bully. And this is me being honest, because once someone damages your self-esteem by bullying you, you'll have the temptation to actually think, ah, it's a way of life. Like, I mean, like, unafoka ngumu in this world, you know? But coming to think of it, I realized that you're actually turning into a perpetrator when doing that, because you're the one who will become a bully. You will become the bully, you know, and it will no longer be a story of it will be a story of you healing from all that, you know. So I really enjoyed this session. It was particularly very personal to me. This is something from my childhood. This is something that I don't mind sharing, because people remain victims for so long and they don't realize that you're actually the one to actually remove yourself from that position. That position of being a victim, you know. And you can be a victim and the next minute you're the bully, you know. So I really enjoyed this session, and this is me being so raw, so natural, and making it as natural and real as it can be. And thank you for always listening to my podcast. I really love you guys to share, enlighten people, let people know that bullies exist in families, in friendships, in workplace. It could also be in parenting, you know, it's something that happens, but there is a way we can actually work it out, you know. And I am so happy that this is actually growing through you guys. Cheers, and tomorrow. My next episode 5, will be very interactive, and it's gonna be mad fun. I have a very hot topic that I thought would be very hard for those people, but they actually ended up surprising me because they went so naturally and so nicely. So catch up next time, and cheers.